I need to tell you something before we start today. It's time for me to be real. My house is full. Not messy, not disorganized. It's full. I host a decluttering podcast. This is episode 322. And somewhere in the last couple of years, my own home quietly filled back up. And I know exactly how it happened because I've done it before. I just took my eyes off the prize. I kind of just let life life. And right now I am in a moment where life is really life, and we'll get into that in a second. But I've done this before. Before our daughter was born, my husband and I, very typical, kind of combined two houses after college, and we just kept collecting things as we went. You know, you don't have a lot of money, so you take what you can get when you can get it. And when she was born, though, we decided we were going to travel. So we sold 85 to 90% of what we owned. We had a two-bedroom, large condo with like a loft upstairs. So it was a pretty big space. And everything we owned when we were traveling fit in the luggage we were carrying, which was a full-size suitcase and like a camera diaper bag and a backpack for laptops. And then a 5x8 U-Haul U-Box. That was it. That was all we owned. Then we moved to Des Moines and we filled up a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house with an extra playroom. So, you know, 2 living areas, a dining room, kitchen, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. Big place. And I felt the difference between not having a ton of stuff and having more freedom and being light in our belongings and having things we really needed on a regular basis. Of course, we were renting furnished places, so we had all the furniture and things we needed. Then to a full house where I was responsible for all of it, and it was overwhelming. So when we moved to Chicago, we got very diligent and were very intentional about what we brought into our home and what we moved with us. And we've lived in a couple places since then. We've traveled Europe again for about a year and a half, just under a year and a half when our daughter was 5. And then when we moved to San Diego, this is our second place in San Diego. So we had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo. And then we moved into this house. It's a 3-2 again. So 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It has an extra den space, which is where I'm at right now. So if you're watching this on YouTube or you're watching the video, this is my podcast studio. So now we have more spaces, which was great. My husband needed an office. He works from home. I work from home. So it's great to have the space, but we filled it up. And now, where I'm at right now, this is going to go live on August 12th. Something has happened in my life that is changing all of it. So I'm going to get into that in just 1 second, but this is episode 322 of the Wannabe Clutter-Free podcast, and I am so happy that you are here today. If you want to follow along with what I'm going to talk about on today and watch as I do this stuff in real time, I'm going to be documenting it on Instagram, so I'm at Wannabe Clutter-Free over there. All right? Okay, so let's talk about what's happening. Well, life has been lifing, like I said. My husband has had back problems for about a year, just over a year now, and he has surgery scheduled for today. He will be in surgery when this episode goes live. So one thing, right? That's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And so that's been adding a lot to our plate. Also, my mom has another health issue. So she's in chemotherapy again, and I was able to go back and visit them, and I took her to an appointment, and it made me feel really, really good. And so she's doing great. Her body is really responding to the treatment, but emotionally, it is weighing on me a lot, especially since we lost my father-in-law to cancer 15 years ago. They are completely different cancers, completely different treatments. So I'm really trying to distance those two emotional moments in my life, but it is very difficult. And I'm sure those of you listening can understand that. My daughter's gone back to school. So summer is over, thankfully. You know, everything gets a little just tossed all around in the summer, right? But here's the kicker. Here's what's really putting things into perspective. Our landlord's selling our house. And we have until the end of October, so October 31st, to move out. It is an option, but we also have the option to move out sooner if we do find something. And so I would rather leave on my terms. I do not want to be panicking and packing last minute in late October, scrambling to find a place. So I'm trying to be very proactive and really work with the parameters I have. The problem is I love this house. It's not perfect. It definitely has a lot of imperfections. I'm sitting here and I've been sweating for months because it's, you know, the heat wave has been hitting everywhere. And yes, we're in San Diego. Yes, we're nearer to the beach, and so it should be cooler, but we don't have air conditioning. And so it's really hot. It's been really hot for months on end. And, you know, having air conditioning will not be the worst upgrade that I'm looking for in our next place. So there are positives, but I really love this house. I love the neighborhood. I love our neighbors. We are probably under market in rent. So the likelihood that we get to stay in our neighborhood is very, very low, which makes me so sad. And I was really, really upset when I first found out the news. I found out via text, and I kind of lost it for a day or two. But I went through my stages of grief quickly, and I'm ready to move on, and I'm ready to be proactive. That said, there's a lot of logistics that have to go on, right? There are a lot of things. And one thing that I'm having to be very careful about right now is that we are still figuring out how and when to tell our daughter. You know, we don't have the solution yet, and I don't expect to have a full solution before I tell her, but it's really up in the air right now. And so until we have a better idea and a better grasp on what we're doing and at least somewhat of a plan formulated, I don't want to stress her out with the unknown, because I hate the unknowns. It's really frustrating. I absolutely hate living in limbo, and I think that's why I'm so affected right now. And I'm not telling you all of this so that you'll feel bad for me. I don't. If you feel bad for me, thank you, but don't feel bad for me. It's okay. I mean, there are worse things going on the planet to other people. This is just a hard time in my life right now. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I want you to know what it looks like when the plan gets made for you instead of by you. And I think that a lot of you are probably sitting in the middle of your own version of this right now, or a snippet of this right now. Maybe your whole life's not getting turned upside down, topsy-turvy. Maybe it is. And if it is, I feel really bad for you, because I'm not gonna lie, this stinks. I hate it. I really hate it. But we can do it. We're strong. We can get through it. I say at the end of every episode, you can do anything you set your mind to. So my mind is set to be able to thrive again. I know that we're gonna find a place. Deep down, I know that it's all gonna work out in a couple months, but I just have to go through a couple months of quote unquote hell to get there. And it's going to be okay. We're going to come out on the other side okay. And so I want to tell you what I'm doing to take back control, to take back ownership, to say, no, I'm putting myself back in the driver's seat. And here's what I'm going to do to make things a little bit easier for me as we go forward. And it's all going to start with my stuff. We live in San Diego and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. So I am going to, my plan for the next 20 days is to radically simplify my stuff. Probably edge toward minimalism a lot more. I know I've moved more toward this clutter-free idea, but it's really stressing me out right now, where in the past I've been a little bit more minimalist, and so the idea of moving hasn't really freaked me out. This time I am really freaked out by it. And it's weird because I think part of it is this one was decided for me. I didn't say, oh, we're going to move somewhere. I'm not looking forward to the next stage, or I didn't initiate it. And so it's really got me freaked out. But I think if I had less stuff again, then I would feel okay about it, or I would feel more okay about it. And so that is the plan. I'm going to radically simplify my own things. Now, why my own things? Why am I only touching my own things? Well, it's because your first instinct when you declutter is to look at communal things or look at other people's stuff. It's because that stuff is easy for you to be objective about. Right? The garage. Maybe there's a bunch of like sporting equipment that you don't use, your kids' toys that you don't play with, the ones that are loud and obnoxious and you don't really like, the bookshelf that aren't books that you are interested in reading. Those things are easy to let go of because they carry no emotional weight for you. It's also the fastest way to blow up a whole project, to get your entire family to say, oh, heck no, we're not doing this. I don't want to do this. I have said this time and time again. Nobody has ever been talked into letting go of something. If someone forwarded you this podcast episode, thank you to them and thank you for listening. But you had to deep down want to learn to simplify, want to be clutter-free. You had a problem with clutter in your life. If you were quite content and loved all of the things in your home, I have friends that are like this. They're like, yeah, they've got a home that is filled with stuff, but they are not looking to declutter. They're fine. They're, as Dana K. White says, their clutter threshold is just fine. It's not bothering them. They're not going to be talked into decluttering. And in fact, the opposite is going to happen. If you suggest those people declutter their stuff, they are going to dig their heels in. They are going to claw in and say, heck no, you're not taking these things from me. So we cannot declutter other people. We have to declutter our own stuff. The other reason is my husband's going to be recovering from back surgery. He's not going to be into sorting boxes for, you know, right away for a few weeks. And so it's not going to be fair to ask him to go through his stuff right now. My daughter doesn't know yet. We've gone through a few of her things before school started. I started sneaky decluttering, as I like to call it, because it's just the regular decluttering. It's not even sneaky at this point. It's the regular decluttering we do every year. School just started. So we are back in that swing of things. What do you want to take with you as you go into the next grade? Are there things you're ready to part with? So we did go through all of her clothes and things like that. So I do have a few decluttering bins to take to the donation center already that are not just my stuff. But I'm not telling her why, other than it's just the regular thing we do. So we have to have some more conversations before we start really deep diving onto her stuff. So I'm not going to start with hers. And so I'm reframing this as just starting with my stuff so that I can be more in charge and I'm not doing their stuff. It's not that I'm never going to declutter their stuff. Of course, we're going to have to. We're going to have to pack it up and move it. And moving is the perfect time to declutter. So I love that I'm getting that lesson again. But it's just going to be easier. It's what I'm in charge of. It's what I can control. And that's why I'm doing it this way. All right. So also, going first and being the example is one of the most persuasive things you can do. I've seen it time and time again. I've had people comment to me time and time again that said, I never thought anybody in my family would get on board, but once they saw I was serious and I started doing it, they started going through their stuff too, kind of unprompted, which is amazing. So again, we're not having to have a conversation about it. We're proving that we're doing it. We're showing them the evidence. We're showing up for ourselves, and then they will come in too. So now that we know why I'm only starting with my things, we are going to talk about the plan. I'm giving myself 20 days. So 20 days starting today takes me through September 1st. So by the end of August, my plan is to have gone through all of my stuff. So no matter what happens, I at least feel in control of those things and I can pare them down so that I feel more comfortable packing them up and putting them in boxes. And I would absolutely love to have you join me. So if this is something that you are interested in, you can jump on in. You don't have to start today. You can absolutely start today and I hope you do. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I just heard this and this woman wants me to start today and that's going to stress me out, no worries. Start tomorrow. Start this weekend. It's going to be completely flexible, and hopefully you don't have a deadline like I do that you have to get ready for, so you have a little bit more leeway. But I would love, love, love to have company on this journey. It is so much easier when you have other people along for the ride, and it is so much more fun when a community is joining in with you. So please, if you are interested, let's do this, okay? So we're going to do some rules, All right, let's lay them down. Rule number one is it's going to be 20 days. I'm going to start today, August 12th, and we are going to end September 1st. I guess technically the 20th day, I think, is August 31st. So by September 1st, we are done. I am touching my belongings only. That also includes things that I am responsible for in our communal spaces. So I am going to be touching the kitchen. I am going to be touching the living room, the entryway, my office, which is a communal space. But if I'm the one that's really in charge of those things and managing and maintaining them, then guess what? I'm going to be simplifying them. All right. Number three is that I'm going to touch every single category. I'm not just going to do the easy ones. We are not shying away from hard things. We can do anything we put our mind to, and this is going to be no exception. Number four, I'm going to get rid of maybe boxes. If you have followed any of my decluttering advice in the past, if you're not on a time crunch, a maybe box can be a really good option for you, especially if you're new to decluttering, you're really afraid that you're going to regret something. A maybe box is a great option for you to have. However, in this instance, I am going to tell myself, look, I have this thing. Do I want to spend my blood, sweat, and tears packing it up and moving it to a new place and only for me to have to find a home for it in my next place? Or have I decided it doesn't really deserve all of that energy that I'm going to have to put into it in the next few months? And if the answer is no, then it's going to go out. So I'm letting go of the maybe box. If you want to go hardcore, let go of a maybe box on your side as well, but that one might just be a me decision. All right. And then number five, the last rule is that I'm getting it out of my house every week. So I originally had said 48 hours when I had made up these rules for myself. And generally that is true. But when I'm under a time crunch, sometimes I just don't have the bandwidth to be that strict on myself. And so I want to allow myself a little bit of extra time and energy to go through these things because I might be selling things if they're actually worth some money, which I know I don't normally say to do, but I do have a little bit of bandwidth here and I have to go through all of my stuff. So I'm going to try to see if we'll see how that works out. That's where you're going to come along for the journey. And then I also know that I might not have enough time to go to the donation center every other day. But if I'm doing it once a week, I might just throw things out on my my yard that's for free and just say, come get it. I'm posted in Nextdoor or on my Buy Nothing group and just have people come pick things up on my driveway as possible. And then that way I'm not having to spend any extra time on it. But my goal is to get it out of the house every week so that I can start every week with a clean slate and it's going to be easier and things aren't piling up. Because if you've ever been a stuff shifter, then you know that it's really difficult to keep going when you're just moving things or having to move something to declutter behind it, right? Okay, so those are the rules. Now let's talk about the phases. You know me, less clutter, more calm. And in our house, that goes for screens too, which is why summer makes me just a little bit nervous. The kids are home, a device is always within reach, and there's this thing called the summer slide, where the math and reading they've built up all year quietly starts to slip. So here's the one app I actually feel good handing my kiddo. It's called Gritty Kids. It comes from a best-selling logic workbook series and is a whole farm of puzzles. There's math, word games, logic, focus, and spatial reasoning. No ads, no timers, no streaks pulling them back in. It's about as close to pen and paper as screens get. And the thing is, kids love it. It keeps their brains sharp over break, and it's screen time that I don't feel guilty about. Find it at grittykids.com/clutterfree and use the code clutterfree for 30% off just for podcast listeners. grittykids.com/clutterfree. So we are going to have four phases, 5 days each. That makes up our 20 days. So we are going to start days 1 to 5 is going to be the warm up. Clothes, shoes, accessories, bathroom, personal care. Kind of low hanging fruit. Some of you are going to be very emotional about this stuff. Clothes are not very emotional for me. Plus, it generally is like high volume, fast momentum stuff. So it's easier stuff to start with. Plus, it is 100% yours, right? Your clothes are your clothes. Your shoes are your shoes. Your personal care is your personal care. So this can be really easy to get into and kind of do a warm up. All right, days 6 to 10, this is going to be my drift zone. So this is going to be probably a little more personal to me, but we can adapt it to you as well. So things for me in this area are going to be things that I bought specifically for this house. the den, my desk. Like, I searched high and low for my desk. It's just an IKEA desk, but I got it on Craigslist. And so I was really excited, or Facebook Marketplace. I don't remember which one. But anyway, I got it used and it was perfect and it fits the space perfectly. I don't know what my next space is going to be like. I'm, of course, going to keep this thing until I know. But once I know where I'm going to, maybe that won't stay. But I am going to keep a list of the things like that, that are the things that I'm not quite sure if they're going to stay or if they're going to go, depending on where we end up. And so that's what this next few days is going to be, going through all of the extra things, going through the living room where we bought a different couch. Maybe we're selling that couch. I don't know. So there's lots of different things to think about as we go through days to, 6 through 10. So that one will be very interesting to follow along with. Days 11 to 15 are going to be the papers and the pixels. So these are going to be paper files, photos, digital things, books, hobby supplies. They're heavier in time because they're in abundance, right? We have a lot of papers. Everyone has a lot of papers. Everyone has a lot of, you know, digital things, books, all sorts of stuff like that. So just making sure that I go through my things and then separating my books from my daughter's books and my husband's books, because I built him a library and I love it and he loves it. But now they're all of our books are in one place. And so I've got to figure out which are my books and which are everyone else's. So again, if I'm simplifying my things, I'm not touching theirs. And then the last days, 16 through 20, are going to be the hard things. These are going to be sentimental items. I don't have any boxes that never got unpacked from the last move, but this is going to be like the garage stuff, the hard stuff, the, you know, you don't really want to deal with it stuff. And so I will be going through those things as well. All right. Whew. The point is to go to the next place knowing exactly what I have, knowing how much it's going to be, and dealing with everything before I pay someone else to move it. Because let's be honest, my husband's having back surgery. He's not supposed to lift anything over 10 pounds for 6 weeks, right in the moving time. So I'm not doing all of this myself. So I'm going to have to hire people. So it's going to cost me actual money to move all of it. So is it worth it? That's another parameter for me to think about while we're going through this. And so I know most of you, when you're doing things like this, you want to know what's the concrete number. And for me, I'm not sure what that concrete number is. But if you followed along, you know, in late last year, I think it was late last year, I did a decluttering challenge for decluttering 500 things. So I'm going to say that I'm shooting for 500 things. Now, I was able to declutter 500 things back then when I wasn't moving. So if there's ever a time that I'm going to declutter 500 things, it's when I have to pack up and move every physical thing from this house. So I'm going to say that I'm going to hit 500, probably way more than that, but that's going to be my goal. 500 things in 20 days. Last time I did it in 4. So I can definitely do it in 20. And I'll be interested to see actually how many times I hit it. That's going to be something fun also to follow along with. So if you are in, let's do it. Follow along. It should be a lot of fun. And if we are just tracking, like in the 500 day tracker, it's everything from 1 to 31 items. But this, if you want to do 25 items a day, that also gets you to 500, which is awesome. Okay. So again, we're not necessarily having to do a very strict challenge if you don't want, but if you want to follow along, I'll leave a link for how you get the 500 item challenge in the show notes. All right, my friends. Well, now that you know what is going on in my life and oh boy, it's a doozy. And how we're going to get over it, we're just going to be proactive, right? We can only control what we can control. I also had some advice come to me the week I actually learned that we were going to have to move. And it was a woman who was going through a really hard time in her life. Her business was excelling. She was doing fantastic. So on paper and in public, everyone thought she had it made. But personally and behind the scenes, things were kind of falling apart. And she learned to swap the words with why is this happening to me to why is this happening for me? And I've been keeping that in the back of my head as I go through, like I said, my stages of grief and just the realization that this is happening no matter what. The train has left the station. I don't get to stop it. I don't get to, you know, get off. I just have to move through and do it and just keep progressing. So why is this happening for me? I don't know. Maybe it's so that I can help you in it through a difficult situation in your home or in your life right now. And if that's it, then I'm happy to be here for that. I'm happy to help you. I really hope that this is something that's going to be an inspiration to you and will help you through something in your life if you need it. I would love for you to follow along. Absolutely. So I want you to know that I'm going to be like, the proof is in the pudding. I've had a mentor tell me that I'm not supposed to share anything until I'm already through the other side, but I can't do that. That's not how I live. So I'm going to show you the process. So I'm going to be showing up on Instagram every day, showing you what I'm decluttering, kind of going through the tough stuff. And I want you to follow along. So if you are over on Instagram, you can follow me. I'm at wannabeclutterfree. You can DM the keyword 20 and I will send you the 500 item declutter challenge tracker so that you can count your items alongside me. And I'm also going to add the 25 item a day challenge to that because, again, the 500 items is your own pace. You do it however you want. But with this challenge, we're going to do it in 20 days. So, you know, you can choose. You can either do the 500 items over the 20 days, or you can do 25 items a day to follow along with what I'm doing here. So comment 20 and I will send it to you. All right. I want you to pick what you're doing. If you're following along, you can either do all 20 days or you can pick a single category. Do the one you're the most afraid of. Okay, let's grow. Let's use this moment to grow and become better and know that we are strong and capable and amazing women. And we can do this. We can do anything we set our mind to. I say it every week and I actually believe it. And now I have to prove it. So let's do it. Okay, we can do this. I don't know where we're going to live. I don't know if we get to stay in this neighborhood. I don't know what the next 8 weeks looks like for my husband or my mom or my kid. All I know is what's in my closet right now. And that's what I can deal with today. Okay. That's what I'm going to be dealing with today as you're listening to this when it comes out live. So it feels like a small thing, but it's not a small thing because when everything else is decided for you, the stuff is the one place where you still get a vote, right? You still get to choose what you bring into your home. You still get to choose how you show up every day. So if everything else is being decided for you, well, let's choose and show up as we can. Okay. Don't forget to subscribe so you can catch the progress updates. I'm going to be updating you every podcast episode with where I am on the challenge. But if you want to see what's actually happening on a day-to-day basis, come on over to Instagram, wannabeclutterfree, comment 20 to get the tracker, and then join me on the journey. Let's do this. All right, next week I am talking with Michaelyn Smith. She is from The Nester and she has a new book out. It is called House Hushing. It is so good. I just finished it. And I want you to know that I recorded the conversation with her standing in the middle of this house and this moment and the fact that I drifted and added more stuff to my home than I had realized. And so I asked her some things that I wouldn't have asked her a year ago, right? Where I'm at right now with the decisions I have to make over the next few weeks is very different than where I was a year ago. And so I think it's going to be an amazing conversation on her book tour, you know, and I think she's going to be asking, I'm going to be asking, she's going to be answering questions that not everyone else on the tour is going to be asking her. So come check it out. I hope you love the episode as much as I do. All right, before you go do anything else today, if you're in with me, go find the things you're going to declutter, okay? Set a timer on your phone to make sure you do it by the end of the night. Do a reminder. Find 25 things if you're following along. If you're not, find 5 things. You can do it. You all have 5 things in your house. I promise you, you do. Find 5 things to declutter that are yours only. Remember, we're not touching anyone else's stuff. We're doing our stuff only. Put them by the door, put them in a box, a bag, get ready to get them outside or put them on your porch for free. And then that's day 1, check done, already in the book. All right, you've got this. I'm so excited. I hope you join me on the journey and I hope that we can grow together. All right, I'm Deanna Yates and you've been listening to Wanna Be Clutter Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.